was not chosen, but imposed by material poverty, a lack of options, and few resources. We were a fledgling people, easing off the yoke of colonialism and dependency. Many had only their labor and some land. But here were a people who endured and who overcame with the barest of amenities. No piped water, electricity, or telephone. Here were a people who dared not hope for the benefits of public health care and universal education, but who managed to produce world-class scholars. Here were a people without national insurance benefits, who could not dream of a job in the National Bank, owning their own bus, or being their own boss. And yet, they became the foundation and the pillars of a new society. A society where people had role models, a sense of moral authority, an understanding of civic responsibility, and an appetite for social equity. We rose out of that ordered, even regimented society, and despite its social stratification, that society knew itself intimately and held itself together with a kind of discipline and dignity that poverty and an absence of options often impose. We lived through and triumphed over the circumstances of our history. In the paucity of our little island theater, we became lead characters in the dramas of our own lives. We worked hard and managed to love each other. We aspired and achieved. We proved that size had nothing to do with determination. We gave the world 2 Nobel laureates. We did this with a sense of community, despite the desperate circumstances of geography and history. Monsieur President, Monsieur Speaker, if any gentleman will tell you some, là où tu parlais de Sainte-Lucie, où tu parlais de un pays qui tenait bonne famille, bon voisinage, bon copain. En hôtel qu'en ville, la vie était simple et piquante. Si vous t'es fermé la porte ou et bien finette les soirs, c'était seulement pour empêcher migraine et bien l'esprit entrer. Moun pas jamais trop pressé pour assister yon à l'autre, pour longer la main par yon à l'autre. Quand yon t'es ouvert, la main t'es ouvert, chair t'es ouvert par toutes les façons. Grand maman et puis grand papa c'est qu'à lever ici et puis ici. Maman c'est qu'à respecter grand monde c'est qu'à protéger ti maman. Nenel et puis papa c'est qu'à lever fiel yo si maman et bien papa pas tété. C'est comme ça la vie. Il y a passé tellement grand mouvement. Bagaille s'est marché tout lentement, tout doucement. C'était à quoi dire si l'église là nous te connaît pas pour hein? Si chimère qui t'a monté en tête monde là. La ou bien, ki te ka desan a Gwangalo ambase go pie pe folye ya. Yo sou te la, depi koumanseman la te ya. E pi, fosi, yo te ka la pou la vi di wot, pou la vi etenel. Se te sen kon sa, ou ka esi jet wè se jousa la, apotwe don stan sentoma, et bien un livre poésie d'Eric Walcott. C'était simplifié ça là, Jean pays a été changé, là il était obligé de voyager l'autre pays pour travailler et bien étudier. C'était l'espoir ça là qui était retourné un jour en pays ça là pour rafraîchir l'âme. Pour renouveler l'esprit qui te ka soutenir en pays et étranger. Il y a donc parmi nous qui ka dit que ça c'est nostalgie, ça c'est bagaille qui j'a passé, ça c'est la vie longtemps, et puis qui te l'âge arrivé pour nous oublier tout ça. Mais au contraire, manière bagaille qui a allé, c'est juste à l'os. Il est nécessaire pour nous prendre un petit pause, pour nous réfléchir, pour nous demander pour nous questions, pour voir qui qualifie le monde à y nous tailler, qui te fait capable de bâtir fondation société noire et puis développer l'identité nationale noire. Il n'y a pas de richesse, grande richesse. Au contraire, c'était plus souvent qui j'en pauvre. À d'envie, peut-être, tenir mon sauteur, et bien, en propriété de chaque côté. Je n'ai pas tenu d'eau-système, électricité, ni téléphone. Je n'ai pas de ça dépendre à l'assurance nationale, et bien, à sous-service santé publique. C'est les plus chanceux qui étaient allés à l'école. Et bien, même fini l'école. Mais nous apprenons qui portait pas ni péché, ni faiblesse. Parce que, malgré tout porté, c'est eux qui servit comme pilote et puis fondation société moderne. Ils ont montré nous valeur discipline. Et puis dignité. Qui manière pour travailler, web, et puis pour nous l'amour pour yon à l'autre. Yon moutoué non qui t'étais pas ni faiblesse ni maladie. Et puis, c'est pas pour nous servir comme esquisse pour être en rien à faire. C'est l'histoire ça là qui mène nous côté nous aujourd'hui. Comme preuve, nous faisons la terre cadeau de lauréats. Sir Arthur Lewis et puis Honorable Derrick Walcott. Nous avons ici fait ça grâce à la détermination pour surmonter les difficultés, pour travailler ensemble, pour renseigner l'un à l'autre, pour couvrir les défauts l'un à l'autre. C'est ça que je connais comme l'esprit certifié.
I mean, 1800. Small auto show time. Show is the paid in a pitch.
Yeah, him.
Call to.
Yeah. Same with
the did you get a time?
Ready more.
Thanks for joining information special. 7 Central.
Speaker. The concept of communal life is too quickly passing from us. The idea of people bound together by more than blood is becoming increasingly elusive. The youth, though they may live in the same house, no longer speak the same language as the elders. We are becoming a house divided into so many factions that it is difficult to define, much less discover, that emotional and spiritual place called home. We are in danger of losing sight of that society which anchored us and which reminded us of who we are, how far we have come, and where we might choose to go. It would seem then, Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, that one of the luxuries of better living is the ability to leave our past behind. It would seem that among the spin-offs of development is the option of abandoning our history. We have, it appears, earned the right of amnesia and the benefit of forgetting who we are and what it means to be a St. Lucian. In the last 15 years, a radical transformation of the St. Lucian landscape has taken place. This transformation is likely to accelerate in coming years to a pace unforeseen. The old plantation economy is no more. New highways, schools, hotels, harbors, banks, and other businesses have arisen from the soil. A ferry terminal stands where once there was a banana shed. Sleepy villages have awoken from slumber to find that there is a living to be earned. International travel and communication are commonplace for people from all walks of life. Consumer tastes and preferences have become cosmopolitan. In the home, televisions are often more common than radios. Computers have replaced books. The cell phone is everywhere. We have, as they say, arrived. There has been, you might say, Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, a pervasive modernizing of this society with all the positives and negatives that the term implies. There has been irrevocable change upon the landscape, and this has produced strains and stresses, physical and psychological. The diminution of the banana economy, for example, has altered the pace and practice of rural living. The visible expansion in tourism has changed the physical environment. This affects where we work and where we recreate. The advent of the CSME may alter our demographics as citizens of this region exchange addresses. St. Lucians will be attracted abroad, just as our regional brothers and sisters will seek opportunity here. In the meantime, universal secondary education is altering the landscape of the mind, and compared to their parents, young students have an altogether different appreciation of the world and their role within it. Indeed, the St. Lucian family is redefining itself from extended to nuclear to single parent. All these trends suggest that the young St. Lucian psyche is being bombarded. New images of popular living are imported daily via the media and the internet. Those images include the glorification of violence and the trivialization of sex, the corruption of society, and the indulgence of the individual self. If we lack a keen understanding of ourselves and our own vision and values, then we will hasten to fill the void with what we are told is fly, fab, and gangster. So when the world arrives at our doorstep, we welcome it in. We embrace liberalization, communication and globalization, lock, stock and barrel. Unfortunately, what we find in the barrel is more than we bargained for. Our openness has made us susceptible to a host of ills and potential vulnerabilities. Crime, drugs, terrorism, HIV/AIDS, money laundering. But surely we think regular St. Lucians and ordinary citizens are not engaged in all these evils. Well, maybe we need to think again. But it appears that we are all engaged in a society that is increasingly tolerant, even accommodating of these ills. We are engaged in a society that too often celebrates wrongdoing and which turns a blind eye. We tend to criticize but not contribute. We are quick to talk but slow to act. Many know the problems but few will pioneer the solution. We are quick to condemn the victims and undermine the ambitious. We want employment, but do not want to work for someone else. We gossip, we spread ill will. We will go along with the popular lie rather than stand alone for truth. Is this what it means to be a St. Lucian? These are the ills of our chosen existence, and we must take responsibility for the society that is built upon them. Perhaps the older St. Lucian psyche would have found this unacceptable and revolted. Perhaps our former selves would have known how to take arms against this sea of troubles. Some St. Lucians do feel strongly enough to protest from the comfort of their living rooms and the safety of Friday night bars. But we are not quite ready to come forth and be counted. We are ill-equipped and not prepared to define or to defend the St. Lucian way of life, the ideals of family, community, and society. Meanwhile, we look to the state to provide traditional public goods like health, infrastructure, education, and security. But it seems that we also look increasingly to government to clean the neighborhoods that we pollute, to rebuild the schools that we destroy, to capture the criminals that we harbor, and to raise the children we bring into the world. How often have we used the old adage, the solution must start in the schools, when we know full well that the solution must start in the home? A place called home, which once was the heart of our country. It is perhaps a perversion of our ingrained fight against the once colonial, once oppressive, once discriminatory system that we continue to undermine the house that we ourselves have built. When we pull down our brother or our sister, what message do we send? Do not aspire, do not dream, do not try, do not succeed. We are saying to the world that we are not capable. We are denying ourselves while providing the means to be exploited. As triumphant as we have been as a young nation, we seem to be still deeply at odds with the idea of governing ourselves. Is this what it means to be a Saint Lucian? How is this possible when we have already earned our independence? We have already proven that we can build a society worthy of preservation, even emulation. We have already proven that a small, impoverished nation can pull itself out of the quagmire of dependency. We have already proven that we have something to offer as our legacy to the world. These issues are not unique to St. Lucia. They are the same for many developing countries seeking to actively define and preserve their identity in an increasingly borderless world. Let us not be fooled, however, about the benefits of a world without borders. Osmosis, Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, is a process by which substances move through a semi-permeable membrane. This sounds like integration, but regrettably, it is one way. The more concentrated substance infiltrates the less concentrated substance. The flow only ends when the two substances are indistinguishable. But we do not integrate so as to be consumed or to overcome. We integrate to be part of a whole that is greater than the sum of its parts. We need therefore to be strong of mind and purpose. In a world without borders, we do not wish to be indistinguishable without our own national identity. Among our Caribbean brothers and sisters, among other world citizens and the community of nations, we must retain our St. Lucianness, that which makes us who we are, something that no one else can be. Similarly, we may need, welcome, and encourage foreign investment, but we must be directing its course into those sectors which we think appropriate. For this to happen, we need to be focused, realistic, and strategic about our own strengths and how we will derive our long-term benefits. We too have goods and services for sale, and CSME or not, we need to promote our strengths in the international marketplace. Let us not turn as usual upon our brother as if he were the enemy. Let us see our brother as our first challenge, knowing that if we can convince each other of our worthiness, then surely we can more easily convince the world. We know that we are strong in services, while others are strong in manufacturing. We are powerful in tourism, while others are rich in energy. These realities will not change soon. And being confident in our own skin is as much of an economic advantage as any other resource. If we are to benefit from the CSME, and not see ourselves as lesser cousins of the regional family, we must re-establish and reinforce the sense of identity in the national consciousness. This is a collective responsibility, and one which must be spearheaded by the would-be custodians of the national patrimony, our national foundations, historical societies, our trusts, and other institutions dedicated to research and education. Ministries engage in community empowerment and social transformation, and not least, our media. This is our challenge. Even our tourism authorities, dutifully defining our tourism product, must be aware that they are also defining our face to the world, and by extension, they are defining the national personality. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, nous avons qualité la vie, nous te connaissons cette ici. Et puis, si nous ne pas garder comme nous bien, tant nous avons oublié qui nous sommes, qui côté nous sorti, et puis même qui côté nous voulons aller. Parce qu'il semble à quoi dire que le développement a fait nous abandonner l'histoire. Nous. En charge de changement, j'ai pas encore un pays pendant ces 15 années qui j'ai passé. Oui, en charge du bien, j'ai fait. Nous bâtissons ciment neuf, l'école neuf, hôtel neuf, place business neuf. Tout le monde qui a voyagé, c'est juste ça là. Jeune convié, go compiti. Mais dans nous, ni plus télévision à d'ailleurs passer une radio. Computer, j'ai remplacé lui. Cell phone, tout partout. Quand y'a qu'à dire au pays, nous faillons. Mais, nous avons payé cher pour ce développement-là. Puis, parce que nous n'avons pas qu'à prendre temps nous pour apprendre qui nous sommes, nous avons quitté toute vie, l'habitude d'erreur, tourner tête nous et puis détruire le pays. Crime, drogue, aide, tout ça sur le pays. Et mis actuellement, nous avons et puis connu. Parce que Chandilier vraiment a coûté passer les termes. Nous voulons consoler Kono en disant que ce n'est pas cette lycée ordinaire qui a fait ces bagages-là. Mais en réalité, il n'y a pas de problème que nous tous adhérons ensemble. Parce que plus en plus, nous avons accepté et puis nous avons toléré ces vieilles manières-là, ces vieilles habitudes-là. Jour en jour, il semble que ça nous a fait vraiment. C'est mettre Bobo à Soubalen. Nous aimons Kouitiche, mais nous ne voulons pas payer des sous pour la terre à tourner. Nous aimons parler, mais l'heure est venue pour agir. Nous allons tourner des pieds. Tout le monde connaît le problème Saint-Lucie, le problème pays. Il y a des seulement par les venus du vent. Pour faire ça qui n'est pour faire là. Mon commandé pour travail, mais je ne parle pas de travail par le monde. Nous avons encouragé dispute à pays. Là, la donne dit nous libre, libre, libre. Nous avons aidé les autres si mes mensonges, même si nous connaissons meilleur. Mais vraiment, on nous pose et puis menez-nous comme nous une question. Est-ce que le visage ça là nous voulait présenter par un à l'autre là, par les autres, par les gens de notre pays? C'est ça l'identité nationale simplicienne? C'est pour ça Ariel nous travaille tellement ouais pour bâtir la société nous. S'il vous plaît, on a quitté l'âme opposée à repos. Parce que ce n'est pas la qualité simplicienne que l'a tenu à l'idée. L'a fait tout sacrifice là, a fait pour bâtir le pays, pour faire la vie nous piéter. c'est vrai, initiative du ciel qui va aimer bien ça qu'a fait un pays, mais cette discussion ça là, qu'a pour un coup en salon, yo, eh bien, on s'est cabaré pays les vendredi soir. Il n'y a pas encore parlé pour sortir pour mon San Boy. En attendant, en chaisant nous regarder à ce gouvernement, pas seulement pour poursuivre ces services publics traditionnels là, comme l'éducation, service santé, chimie et puis sécurité, mais aussi pour venir amasser les ordures nous qu'a jeté en face de la porte noire. Pour virer, ranger et puis ranger, c'est l'école là nous qu'a vandalisé. Pour tchember, ces criminels là nous qu'a serré en caillon. Pour lever ces riches-là, nous qu'a faire. Nous qu'a espéré à sous l'école pour corriger ma maille. Mais nous tout ça, c'est la caillon. Nous qu'à apprendre bonne conduite. Il n'y a pas de conseil, nous ne pouvons pas gouverner comme nous, même 27 années après l'indépendance. Plutôt nous aider l'un à l'autre, nous qu'à aider l'un à l'autre descendre. Ce n'est pas pour y faire bien, ce n'est pas pour y essayer, ce n'est pas pour y réussir. Quelle qualité commission nous qu'à envoyer par les gens l'autre? Nous pas capables, nous pas moun nous ça dépend à sous, nous pas moun qui a tienne parole, nous pas moun qui a respecté l'un à l'autre, nous pas moun qui n'y a ambition. Monsieur le Président, Monsieur le Speaker, nous pas ça quitter réputation nous et puis réputation pays à des sans dégoûts ça là. C'est responsabilité nous toutes et puis nous chaque pour mettre la main et puis tête nous ensemble pour retrouver l'esprit Saint-Lucia nous sommes perdus là et puis pour renforcer. Si pas ça, balle finie pour nous. Monsieur le Président, Monsieur le Speaker, these ponderous social, cultural and economic issues also affect the political landscape. And it is against this backdrop that St. Lucians will go to the polls later this year. As most of us are aware, a convention has developed that general elections are normally held on, before, or about the anniversary of the previous general elections. As such, my government's legislative agenda will be short. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, my government will assign priority to the bills that were introduced in the previous session of Parliament. These include the Consumer Credit Bill, the Private Security Bill, and the Disaster Management Bill. In the course of this parliamentary session, my government intends to introduce a Protective Services Compensation Bill. This bill is aimed at providing compensation to fire officers, correctional officers, and police officers who suffer injury in the line of duty. In the area of health sector reform, my government will introduce for enactment a health practitioner's bill. This bill is currently in its final stages of consultation. The bill will provide for the registration and regulation of health practitioners to allow for more efficiency and greater accountability in the healthcare system. With the increased popularity of alternative healthcare practices, issues have been raised with respect to the accountability of individuals who engage in the practice of alternative medicine. Consequently, the bill will also introduce a mechanism for the registration and regulation of such persons, normally described as allied health practitioners. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, my government is determined that the Labour Code is enacted during this parliamentary session. There are, however, some old laws and practices which require overhaul. One such law is the Holidays with Pay Act, now Chapter 1611 of the Revised Laws of St. Lucia. This act, formerly an ordinance, entered into force on June 11, 1965. Section 3.1a of that act stipulated that at the end of each succeeding year of employment, an employee shall be entitled to an annual holiday of at least 14 days. This provision has remained in effect for 41 years. In 1985, the Wages Regulations Clerks Order was enacted. This order provided that clerks and others so described shall, in respect of the first completed year of service and each completed year thereafter, up to and including the fifth year, be entitled to 14 working days. In respect of the sixth year and each subsequent completed year, the employee shall be entitled to 21 working days. But this regulation applied only to clerks, but not ordinary workers. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, it should be noted that there is a wide disparity between workers in the private sector and workers in the public sector. Public officers are normally entitled to 21 working days, irrespective of their years of service. After 41 years, the time has come to effect adjustments to this regime and ensure greater equity among our workers. My government intends to effect changes to this regime, but consistent with the objective of reaching consensus on the Labour Code, we'll discuss its proposals with the social partners. The new provisions will appear in the Labour Code. This modest legislative agenda notwithstanding, my government will continue to invest in national security and crime prevention. For example, Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, ever mindful of the exigencies of Cricket World Cup 2007 and the rising levels of violent crime, my government has approached Her Majesty's government in the United Kingdom to assist with recruiting 7 highly experienced former British police officers on a 2-year contractual basis to serve in the Royal St. Lucia Police Force. These officers will be essential elements of my government's strategy to build capacity in the Royal St. Lucia Police Force and to increase the efficiency and effectiveness of the force. They will help us to enhance our intelligence capacity, develop a research and development capability, introduce better management systems and processes, make better use of management information, and provide more effective and comprehensive training. Equally importantly, they will assist my government in its police reform agenda, which will include an anti-corruption program. New and additional posts will be created to accommodate these officers. Based on discussions with Her Majesty's government, the officers will be assigned responsibilities in crime and intelligence, management and professional standards, crime analysis and crime management, research and development, investigations, and community policing. The Police Welfare Association will shortly be fully briefed on this initiative. They will be consulted and fully briefed on this initiative. In availing ourselves of this assistance, St. Lucia will become the third country in the region, after Trinidad and Tobago and Jamaica, to make use of the expertise of British police officers within the National Police Force. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, honorable members will be pleased to know that my government will finance the cost of these officers by accessing the Petroleum Stabilization Fund established by the government of Trinidad and Tobago. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, in this new era of challenges, we have no choice but to press ahead, mindful as we are of both our strengths and our shortcomings. One clear signal that we must heed comes in the form of a warning from international development agencies such as the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, which both have cautioned St. Lucia to keep a watchful eye on productivity. Similar concerns have also been expressed by our private sector. The issue with which we must contend is the fact that wage rates and labor costs in St. Lucia are rising faster than national output. This means that we are eroding our competitive edge in the international marketplace, and we must now exercise restraint. The challenge then is to link wage and salary increases to improvements in real output. We have to find ways to improve both the quantity and the quality of production, whether of goods or services, to make sure that we offer value for money in all that we produce. If there is no improvement in quantity and quality while production costs remain high, the relative cost of goods and services from St. Lucia will become even less attractive compared to those from other economies, even within the region. This will result in declining demand for our goods and services because we will be seen as a high-cost, low-quality economy, susceptible to inflation and recession. This is simply not sustainable, and during the coming months, therefore, mechanisms will have to be jointly explored by both public and private sectors to link wage and salary adjustments to productivity and output. Several models exist within the region where the social partners engage in joint action to curb this dangerous trend. In Barbados, for example, there exists a National Productivity Council, which engages in a wide variety of productivity enhancement activities, including management and worker training. Such is the level of concern that my government will allocate resources to support initiatives of this nature, particularly those which engage the social partners in collaborative initiatives on a national scale. Monsieur President, Monsieur Speaker, c'est la petite pays à chaîne élection tout point date l'anniversaire dernier élection. Pour ça, le gouvernement a créé l'élection plus tard l'année salaire. Nous avons servi comme cela pour continuer le travail à ce yon des lois qui a commencé en session qui finit bout là. Nous avons travaillé surtout à la sécurité nationale et puis des marches pour abattre le crime en pays. Nous avons joué le ball cricket là qui a été ici à l'année prochaine. Là. Et puis, ces qualités crime violent, nous avons ouvert ce jour là. Qu'a fait un chien des mâles à ce service sécurité pays. Pour ça, Nous avons cher gouvernement l'Angleterre pour aider nous identifier cette police et puis expérience qui s'est assisté ces noirs pendant des années pour renforcer capacité nous pour investiguer crimes, pour ménager situation crime en pays et puis pour améliorer le système de sécurité nationale pays. Dès l'autre pays, Trinidad et puis Jamaïque, j'apporte même décision cela. Et pour même raison. C'est pour nous prendre toutes sortes de marches nous pays pour venir à bout de qualité problème cela nous n'y a. Monsieur le Président, Monsieur le Speaker, discours l'année cela, c'est un petit peu différent. Si nous parlons première plus à ces trois classements qui ont affecté le pays, ce n'est pas parce que nous chignons, et bien nous voulons démoraliser le pays et puis en litanie, en libéra. Mais c'est parce que, de temps en temps, c'est pour nous du bout pour examiner conscience nationale. Surtout, les bagailles pas qu'à marcher très bien en pays. C'est ça que nous essayons de faire en discours l'année sala, la veille élection générale pays. C'est pas la peine nous agir à considérer la terre d'où nous, qu'échoir et bien même notre pays. Ce n'est pas la peine de nous croire, nous allons essayer si nous ne sommes pas aidés pour nous. Pour ça, nous allons prier à tout pays pour montrer la terre quelle qualité de monde nous est vraiment. Nous sommes intelligents, nous avons talent, nous avons ambition, nous aimons le pays. Nous avons chaque contribution pour faire la terre. La famille qui exposition nous pas capable de changer si nous jouons l'occasion. Ou ça joue une simplicité en bonne position tout partout. En gouvernement, en entreprise privée, à l'université, à institution régionale et internationale, soit dans ces pays, au ICS là, à CARICOM, à OAS là, à Grand Assemblée Nations Unies. Comme ça, point excès. Allons continuer à viser plus haut. Et puis travailler ensemble pour avoir succès à nous tous capables de Dieu pour eux. Allons coopérer et puis y en a l'autre. Pour l'appétit simplicité. Pour l'appétit petit pays, nous allons créer la caille. Nous sommes les partisans. Soyez en politique, en religion, en business. Si nous brisons le pays à cause de ces différences-là, changer, c'est nous-mêmes qui gagnons pour amasser ces morceaux, pour vivre, coller ensemble, et puis pour commencer depuis un commencement encore. Pour ça, mon camarade, pas briser. Pas dévaliser, pas dégliser, plutôt caresser. Et puis nous tous, qui réjouis en belle en succès. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, in cataloging concerns of national import, it is not my intention to bemoan or demoralize, but to alert and draw attention to these issues that threaten us, that threaten our nation from within. There is little point in pretending that all our woes are external, that the world owes us a living, or that we will somehow continue to prosper indefinitely without conscious and collective endeavor. It simply is not so. and to turn a blind eye or a deaf ear to our shortcomings is to walk senseless off the high cliff of foolish pride, pettiness, and false pretensions. How much better then to let the world know that we are a good and noble people, that St. Lucia and St. Lucians have much to offer the world. Let the world know that we are an intelligent, imaginative people, proud of our island with its glorious past and promising future. Let the world know that our talents, like our aspirations, our ambitions, and our imaginations, are limitless. Let them see that in this global environment, we are a nation without boundaries, and that we will neither impose on ourselves nor accept from others any limitations on our universe of possibilities. Let them know by our word and our deeds that we are a nation that has triumphed over the adversities of history and geography and taken our place among the citizens of the world. There is no office, no position, no opportunity, no responsibility of which we are not worthy, or to which we, for reasons of birth, race, or economic circumstances, should not aspire. We have given the world 2 Nobel laureates. We have celebrated a quarter century of peaceful, democratic independence. We will also find us lending vision and leadership in private enterprise and government institutions, in foundations and universities, in regional and international agencies, whether in the OECS, CARICOM, the OAS, or the United Nations. Fellows and Lucians, let us not now lower our sights. Let us set our ambitions high and work together to achieve them. Let us extend the hand of cooperation to each other, fulfilling the great potential of every single individual citizen of this, our precious, our only nation. This place we all call home, St. Lucia. And so, Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, it is now my pleasure to declare open the 6th session of the 8th Parliament of St. Lucia. Thank you.